to qualify for U.S. citizenship in the first place, you have to demonstrate that you have been living here as a legal permanent resident for 3 or 5 years, depending on your case. You cannot have a serious criminal record, but you also must show that you have good moral character, that you adhere to the principles of the U.S. Constitution, and that you are, quote, well disposed to the good order and happiness of the U.S. That is the language in U.S. immigration law. And these are the requirements that will inform the questions to the neighbors, bosses, and coworkers of people who are applying for U.S. citizenship. For example, the questions about moral character could be shaped by whatever your neighbors and coworkers say about you and your conduct here in the U.S. Still, it is very important that this investigation will not apply to every single citizenship case. This is still something that can be waived by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And the Trump administration is urging citizenship applicants to proactively submit letters from your coworkers, your neighbors, your bosses to reduce the chances of these investigations happening in the first place.
This was used back in the early 90s. So what was the administration's reason for stopping it then? And what's the justification that the Trump administration is using for bringing it back?
Well, I posed that question to Doris Meissner, who was the commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Service, the INS, which is now defunct. And she said that during the Clinton administration, this was largely discontinued in the 90s because it was labor intensive, it required a lot of resources and manpower, and it often did not yield the useful information that officials were seeking from neighbors and coworkers of people applying for U.S. citizenship. The Trump administration is saying that this is a necessary step to curtail fraud and to prevent bad actors from becoming U.S. citizens alongside the existing infrastructure and guardrails, which include FBI background checks.
But at the same time, there are naysayers to this. What are immigration advocates saying and what are their concerns?
Well, critics of the administration, including pro-immigrant advocates, say that this is yet another effort by the administration to scare immigrants, in this case, legal immigrants, and to dissuade them from applying for immigration benefits, in this case, to become a U.S. citizen. And we should really underscore that this is part of a larger campaign by the administration to make restrictive changes to the legal immigration system. We often hear a lot about their crackdown on illegal immigration, but it is also simultaneously making some serious changes to the legal immigration system.